If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we're talking about some breaking news out of Google. And of course, Google is one of these massive players in the AI industry. So anytime they drop something, we're always excited to cover it. This is the fact that Google has a new daily listen AI feature, and it's going to generate you a podcast based on your Discover feed. Now, what's cool about this is Google's been famous for their Notebook LM podcast feature. This is something a lot of people are using. And I bet they realized that people were using that kind of podcast feature to do this type of stuff, to summarize articles and essentially break down content. So this is really cool that they're doing like a daily update. I think Apple talked about potentially doing something like this in the future. So this is going to be really interesting to see this roll out. Jamie's done a little bit of research. He's on the wait list for this. He's going to break down some interesting things. But before we get into that, I wanted to mention that if you've ever wanted to start an online side hustle, or if you've ever wanted to grow and scale your business with AI, you need to join our AI Hustle School community. This is something that every single week, Jamie and I put out an exclusive piece of content, an exclusive video for. And in the past, we had this set at $100 a month. This month, essentially for the new year, we have a $19 a month discount. So if you get that, you get locked in, the price will never be raised on you. You could check out the link in the description to join. We would love to have you in. Last week, Jamie and I recorded a video on how he made $25,000 from an Amazon program and how he plans on scaling it this year. This week, we made a whole video on becoming an AI consultant, different strategies that Jamie is doing to grow his business using YouTube and different YouTube strategies and some different cool AI tools. So all sorts of amazing things in here. We'd love to have you as a member. But Jamie, let's get into what's going on with Google. What have you seen with this new Daily Listens AI feature?
Yeah, so I think this is an absolutely great move on Google's part. If you like, as you had mentioned, they've had the Notebook LM feature out for quite a while now, where basically you could post a YouTube video link, or you could upload a document or a web page to Notebook LM, and then it will actually generate a 5 to 10 minute podcast between two different people about that topic. I have a brother-in-law who is a Harvard grad. He has his master's from Harvard, and he's an organic farmer. So okay. Get that. He's an interesting character. He teaches religion at a local community college, and for part of his studying to teach his class, he has to do a lot of research, read a lot of literature, things like that. He has been uploading all his documents to Notebook LM and just listening to it while he is farming. So he's basically trying to, in order to upload that information to his brain, he's listening to it while farming. So this, I think, is basically a perfect example of why this daily listen needs to exist. It's because people, including me, I have my daily news sources I go to, but how awesome would it be if I could, you know, while I'm getting ready for the day, drinking my coffee, just listen to an AI summary of all the latest news and things that interest me. It's like the perfect podcast curated for exactly what you want to know about. It's really cool.
I love that. So a couple things that are interesting. If you're following along on Spotify or YouTube, you can see screenshots what this looks like. Otherwise, we'll just explain it. But essentially, it looks like Spotify got pulled up, or any of these kind of audio players. And it's going to go through essentially what Google on their home screen for you. They've created their synopsis of all the news articles they think would be interesting for you, what your air quality is, what your weather is, if you're interested in sports teams, what the scores of those were, all that kind of stuff that they compiled. And now they're putting this all into this sort of this daily podcast for you, which is kind of interesting because like it's like your daily podcast about all the things you're interested in. It's like, hey, these five sports teams that played yesterday, these are all the scores, this is what your air quality. It's kind of like a summary for your day. You're like getting your daily brief from your personal assistant. So to me, that is really, really cool. And I think the customization of that makes this an amazing product. I honestly wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing a bunch of startups come out with like this exact tool. Although now that Google's doing it, it seems like that probably will be crushed. So yeah, we'll probably see less of that, but I think it's a really cool, like it would be a very cool standalone kind of product. Now, Jamie, you're mentioning to me, is this publicly available or do you have to sign up for a waitlist or where is this at?
So it's not publicly available yet. I joined the waitlist, but it's part of the, it's cool. I forget what it's called. Google's lab, something, Google Labs. You can go find it and sign up for it. You have to be on a mobile device, but yeah, it's interesting. It says, you know, if it will have a feature like down below the podcast to have related stories. So if you want to hear more information about a specific, you know, news story that they touched on in the podcast, it'll break it down even further for you. So I think it's really cool. And it's right now they're shooting for a 5-minute podcast, which is, I think, is the perfect amount of time to get caught up on, you know, latest news and articles and things you're interested in the morning. So yeah, I'm really pumped for this. And, you know, I really love Notebook LM. I think it's one of the better AI, conversational AI programs out there right now. So, yeah, I think this is a really cool step for Google.
That is really cool. I mean, this wouldn't be a proper AI hustle episode if we didn't talk about how people are going to manipulate this or like kind of like growth hack it or kind of hack it and stuff. So I had a couple thoughts that I think might be interesting. And one of those is, first of all, for any business owner, this is a great tool for whatever your industry is. If you're, you know, doing the AI consultant, whatever your niche is, getting like daily up-to-date news in that specific niche or industry, this is a great tool for that. But another thing that I'm thinking is going to be interesting is how you get ranked into that kind of Google daily summary. If there's ways you could essentially, and I don't want to say hijack, but you know what I'm talking about. Essentially like growth hacking your way into that so that people are getting in their daily podcast update every day, it talking about your business or your service. I think that would be really interesting. There's 100% people that are going to figure out how to do that. So I just think as more and more of these mediums of content are coming out that are enabled by AI, you have to start thinking about how do I leverage that for my business? How do I get my business into this new medium? So this is a brand new medium and it's going to be interesting to see how people are getting in there. You know, it was interesting with ChatGPT when people were essentially having like hundreds of, or, you know, like hundreds of chats from hundreds of different accounts with ChatGPT saying that one specific show in a town was like the best show in that town, and making sure that ChatGPT repeated that back to them and essentially getting trained into the ChatGPT model that they were the best show. So if anyone else ever asked, it would tell them that. Like there's ways that you can kind of inject yourself into these AI things. And so people kind of cracked that. I'm really curious to see how people would crack this. I don't know, Jamie, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think you make a great point when you mentioned the medium. It's almost like this is a new form of AI medium. It's a new format. And I think where people are get turned off by AI is if they get like an advertisement when they're trying to, you know, do research on something or try to figure out the answer to something. Using AI as more of a research tool, where if you are just going for like entertainment or to catch up on news, I feel like the you know, to get an ad isn't maybe so offensive. And so I could definitely see in the future, you know, ads maybe being worked into these, you know, Google daily listens, you know. So again, like you said, kind of staying up to late on the newest tech and trends and what's developing, because oftentimes things like this, they get either beta tested or if you're the first one to find out about it, you can kind of get your foot in the door and beat everyone else out with your business. So yeah, it'll be cool to see what happens with this one.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Listen, if you got any new ideas, inspiration from this podcast episode, the number one way that we would appreciate your appreciation is if you join the AI Hustle School community and leave a comment in there on whatever you are working on with AI tools. We love to hear what you guys are working on. Chime in, give our feedback. The community is fantastic. If you want any feedback, ask for it. We're all happy to give it. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast today. We will catch you next time and hope you have a great rest of your day.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.